I had to find my way out of the second story window. And I'm the most clumsy motherfucker there is. So I got my Dawkins jersey half on. It's freezing cold. I got like one pant leg out. No, my underwear is like, I left it in her house. And God knows
it's still there. To this
and night. I can hear him like stopping up the stairs. And as I'm going out the window, and I'm like, I'm going to fall and die. Or this guy's going to shoot me. Like, there's no good ending to this story. The Cleveland Browns fan, the Browns fan goes, real classy Eagles fan, real classy. And Tommy goes, your mother's classy. We used to have free ball on Fridays at Hooligans. So everybody would take their underwear off and stick their underwear in their apron. So imagine like a girl walks up to your, you know, girl waitress walks up to your table and has a thong sticking out of her apron. Two bottles of Mad Dog 2020. I was so delirious. I went home. I had a snake.
We were whacked.
I had a snake in a big fish tank. And I stuck my hand, for some reason, I put my hand through the snake tank. And I broke it. It was shattered glass all over the place. And I got this big cut hand. And the snake comes out like this. And he's like looking at me like, what the hell did you just do?
Welcome to another amazing episode of the Working Perspectives Podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle. He's J-Dub Justin Richardson. Our guest today, the one and only Anthony Rizzo. I'll tell you, Riz is a great dude. I had season tickets to the Philadelphia Eagles with him at Lincoln Financial Field for 12 years. We went through everything together down there. He's a great guy. Just loved hearing more about his story and, you know, some of the fun adventures that he's gotten into. Really, really happy he came on. Justin, your thoughts?
It's a good seatmate. It's a nice guy to have, especially, did you meet him just randomly sitting? It's a beautiful thing.
So Tom actually met him when Tom was bartending at Applebee's. He met him and this other guy named Johnny Stopman. And Johnny and him had the seats together with Mike Kane and Sharon Kane. And so we ended up all getting the seats together, and we were like a crew for 12 years. We would go to every game together.
It's beautiful. Never know who you're, you know what I mean? You could have got sat next to anybody in that stadium. 61? Yeah. How many? 60-something thousand? In the
I think it's like, it's like 40? 70 maybe. I don't know.
60?
It's a lot. It's a lot. A ton. But no, and we've talked about it on the show. We experienced some crazy times down there. We saw some wild, wild stuff. The Link is a wild place, dude. It is a wild place.
I mean, especially in the last, you know, the last 12 years, I've actually covered some good stuff versus, I mean, it was barren there for, you know, all through the 90s. The Phillies went like 11 years without playoffs, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, there's been a lot of good stuff to see. I mean, I do talk about, like, like, we had to go through the end of the Andy Reid era and the start of the Chip Kelly era, and I talk about it on the show where it wasn't a lot of fun. Ooh. But we were rewarded for our commitment, you know what I mean? So it all ended up being pretty good, but there's a lot of things we saw, and, you know, there's sometimes a lot of frustration, and, you know, you just... Dude, I'll tell you, we didn't talk about it, but when it was like bad weather and the game turned not in our favor, watch the hell out, because it got rough, babe. I'll tell you, rough, but fun. It was a lot of fun. So, anything else, Jada?
No rain, no rainbows. Enjoy the episode.
Yeah. Good stuff. So, yeah, like we said, I'm Matt Lavelle. He's J-Dub Justin Richardson. This is the Working Perspectives Podcast. And our guest today is the one and only Anthony Rizzo. Enjoy. Okay, hello and welcome to another episode of the Working Perspectives Podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle. He's J-Dub Justin Richardson. And on the show today, J-Dub, let me tell you a little bit about our guest, the one and only Anthony Rizzo. Me and Riz met 2007, I'd like to say.
Yep.
We met shortly after we met. Me and him started going to Philadelphia Eagles games together with season tickets. We then spent the next 12 years, and we had some ups, and we had some downs, baby. We had some big old downs. We lived through the end of the Andy Reid era into the Chip Kelly era, where we had 10 straight home losses, which means that there's only 8 home games a season at that time. There's only 8 home games a season at the time. We had 10 straight home losses. That means that we paid for over a season's worth of losing games, but that did not deter us. We never missed a game, rain or shine. Riz was famous for wearing the banana suit to inclement weather games. Everyone saw it. Everybody loved it. We've seen some wild stuff at the link together.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy has made some crazy accusations, but I'm super excited to get him on here. He's a great guy and a great friend, and I'm super excited and tickled pink that he said he would come on. So without any further ado, everyone on the show, the one and only Anthony Riz. Riz, thanks for being on. I would just like to ask, before we get started, what movie do you think is better, The Godfather Part 1 or The Godfather Part 2?
Oh, man, that's tough. So you're going to hate me for this answer, but I think 2.
No, I don't hate you. I love it. 2's correct answer.
I think
2 is correct.
As good as 1 is, and 1 is legendary. 2
phenomenal.
2 is just takes it to another level.
It's the best. So good. It's
don't
so
mention
good.
3. Let's not even talk about 3.
I've never even seen 3.
What? That never happened. We don't pretend like it never happened. But nice. Very good. Riz, what about Cheetos? Crunchy or puff?
Oh, crunchy. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not a wimp. You're not a noodle.
Gotta go
crunchy. You're not a Stugatz.
Flaming hot.
Oh, baby. Did you ever do the jalapeno gimmicks?
No. I didn't know they were out.
Jalapeno's a good time.
They have a jalapeno version of the jalapeno.
Do they really?
That's a spicy treat.
Mm. Jalapeno, it's not overly spicy. It's good. It's like the right amount of spice.
To a little zing.
Sometimes flaming hot.
Flaming hot.
Flaming hot. Yeah, flaming hot. Flaming hot will get you. You know, you feeling flaming hot later.
They have
purple bag of Dorito. This is very good.
Oh, the spicy chili?
Yeah.
Isn't it a sweet spicy chili?
Not too spicy at all.
Just good. Just like that Thai chili sauce. It's good.
Oh, yeah. Love a good sweet Thai chili. Nice. Very good. Thank you for that, Riz. Next one. What do you like better, pancakes or waffles?
Oh, you know what? I don't even know if I've might have had 3 waffles in my whole life.
You've had an egg up?
So...
Maybe in a restaurant, maybe in a diner one time when I was drunk. But there's nothing better than a blueberry pancake. Nothing.
Ooh.
Nothing. Just drown it in syrup. Just call it a day.
You know, have you tried? My mom recently ventured into like the Italian style pancake, where it's a blueberry pancake with just a hint of lemon zest, and it's a little thinner. Little thinner.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you.
That's how my parents used to make it. Yeah.
That's a good flapjack, babe. Old flapjack, you know? Lemon zest doesn't hurt, man. I'll tell you, one thing Albanians do that I didn't know was a thing, they love putting lemon juice in soup. A little hit of lemon juice, some salt, some pep.
How the hell do you know that?
My wife's Albanian.
Oh, well, that would explain it.
That would explain it.
Inside Man, the movie. What language are they speaking? Albanian. How do I know? Because my ex-wife speaks Albanian.
No kidding, really?
Oh yeah, you got to watch that. If you haven't seen that movie, you got to watch that movie.
I've seen Inside, dude. It's funny how many I remember one of the first New Year's is like their big holiday, right? In Albania, you know, Riz.
Yeah.
And one of the first nights, like I just met my wife, and it's one of the first times I'm over her family's house, which is like a huge deal. So I'm over there for dinner for New Year's. And I'm like, oh, guys, you want to like watch a movie or something while waiting for the ball drop? And they're like, yeah, sure. And I put on War Dogs, and it was a big mistake. the main villains in War Dogs were the Albanians.
I didn't even realize that.
Like one of the main villains, like they were buying guns from the Albanians communists, and they're like, that's not how it was. That's incorrect. You know, and I'm like, damn, they're like, that's not even Tirana. You're wrong.
Freedom fighters.
Yeah. So didn't go over well, wasn't a big hit. And then I was like, all right, guys, let's just watch Taken. And they're like, oh. Because the villains. But they use like Balkans and Eastern Europeans, because like anyone that was under the communist umbrella in American literature was automatically labeled as an enemy. But Albania's turning around. And they're like, their tourism has gained like, 120%. They're killing it. So
You just reminded
either
me of
way,
something. Eastern
what?
Europeans. I dated a Hungarian girl
Ooh.
in like just out of college.
Yeah.
And she was her dad was like the Secretary of State of Hungary.
Dang.
So she had one of those diplomat cards. And I'm in the car with her. She's got a broken down Mitsubishi Eclipse. It's surprising the thing didn't fall apart. And she's doing like 85 and a 25. This cop pulls her over. I'm like, we're going to jail. There's no way we're gonna do
Yeah.
this. She hands him the card. He takes one look at the card, hands it back, and says, Miss, have a nice day.
Diplomatic
And that's it.
immunity.
Diplomatic. She could have probably killed somebody and nobody would have been
Really?
dude.
Diplomatic immunity?
Diplomatic immunity. 85 and a 25. And then her dad sent his goons to crack into my credit and check me out. So we went on this like little vacation in New Orleans, and she pulls out my credit report and starts reading it in front of me. And I'm like horrified. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
What is this? You owe Blockbuster $35. You do not return Braveheart. It is double this. They charge you twice.
She's probably more like, why do you have a subscription to Bang Bros? It's free. Why do you have a subscription?
Now it is.
Dude,
Back then it wasn't.
it? Shout out Bang Bros. Fan of the show, listener of the show.
Hell yeah.
Legit fan of the show, listener of the show. They love us. So either way, let's keep it moving. So next question, important question. What do you like better, an amusement park or a water park?
Water park, no doubt. I have motion sickness. I'm one of those dudes that throws up every ride. It's like when
Me.
you went on the Gravitron, you'd throw up, and the throw up would like stick to the wall. You ever in the
Yeah.
Gravitron? You guys ever have ride on the Gravitron?
Oh, dude, the Gravitron's and I remember as a kid, I was living on the Gravitron. Now, if I did it one time, I'd be guts on the floor, bro. It'd be
It's
brutal.
unbelievable that somebody didn't just like seriously fall off one of those things and die.
Ah, yeah.
The floor
Or a
used to go
head
out. I
get
mean,
cut
you're in the air,
off.
like you're like pegged to the wall. Like, what the hell?
It was
Thing was
brutal.
awesome.
Oh, it was great as a kid. Right now, I would puke my ever-loving guts out
Speaking
on a
of water parks, did you
Graviton.
guys ever go to Action Park? Were you around for Action Park?
No, but I saw the documentary
Dude,
and oh,
I was
why
there.
you went to
I
Action
went to
Park?
freaking Action Park, and
Oh.
I left with more bumps and bruises. Nothing broken, but
Thank
every
God.
ride was a was pain.
Dude, did you in the documentary when they were talking about when they were going through the one loop, you know what
They
I
sent the
mean?
dummy. They sent the dummy through, and the dummy's head fell off.
Well, they said like they're going through the loop and he's like paying people like $100 to like go through the loop or whatever, and they would come back and they'd have these huge scratches on their back, right? And they were like, what is this from? What is this from? And then they opened it up and found that it was people's teeth had
Oh
gotten
my
stuck in the loop,
God.
and they were getting people were getting scratched by the teeth that were stuck.
Oh
That dude,
God.
that's New Jersey in a nutshell. Action Park, babe.
Jesus. That is, I'll tell you what, you're right about that. Action
Dude,
Park.
I love too how like on like the swinging lagoon thing, if like you chickened out, the whole crowd ate you
Oh
alive.
yeah.
I was
Oh,
like, that's New
absolutely.
Jersey, babe.
And
That's Jersey.
I'm scared of heights on top of that. So,
Yeah.
The go-karts were the worst. I mean, it's amazing. I think somebody actually did get killed in the go-karts.
Dang. Didn't they have like a downhill slalom too?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No brakes.
Dude,
Or brakes
Action
didn't
Park
work.
must have been huge, right?
It was pretty big. It was just as kids, you don't care. You know, you're just like,
Yeah.
I want the biggest thrill I can possibly get. And your parents see you and you're black and blue. You look like you got into a fist fight. It's like, what happened to you? Oh, I
Yeah.
went to
And
Action
then,
Park.
and like the you know, like all the lifeguards are like out smoking in the shack and what, you know what I mean? Like they didn't care. Dude, that was a great documentary. Really had a good time with
Hell
that.
yeah. I got
I've
a
actually
t-shirt.
had, yeah, Chris Gethard was on in that documentary, and I've asked him to be on the show several times because we have a buddy of his that's made a couple appearances on the show. So hopefully, Chris Gethard, when you hear this, come on. Either way, let's keep it on moving on, keep it on moving on down the road. So next question, huge question, probably another big important question. Who do you like better, Chevy Chase or Bill Murray?
Oh, if you had asked me this question 2 months ago, 3 months ago, I would have said Bill Murray. And then I found out he was an absolute wacko. Like, just,
Dun-dun-dun.
you got to read about that. You got to read about him. Like, absolutely crazy. Like,
Really?
screaming and yelling at people and just nuts. Although apparently Chevy Chase was nuts too. And the two of them got into a big, huge fight in one of the movies they were in. But I met Chevy Chase. I met him. He so Stallone had opened this Rocky store by the steps, the art museum steps. So we went down there, me and a couple friends, and Sloan was there. And then, you know, we kind of made our way to the front. And little did we know, Chevy Chase was there with him. I mean, I can't remember why he was in the area, but he was in the area, so he stopped by.
Yeah.
Coolest dude, man. Just shook hands, said hello. It was just
really
crazy. Like, looking at the dude, like, that was the dude in freaking Caddyshack. There he
yeah.
is, right there. It was
Fletch.
Nuts.
Yeah.
And by the way, Sly's a nice dude, too. Very nice guy.
Dude, that's our all. That's like my all-time guest for the show would be Sly. He's like my hero, bro. I love Sly, dude.
Nicest guy you'd ever meet. I mean, just a nice guy.
That's what everyone says. No one ever has a bad word to say about Sly.
No.
Chevy Chase, I guess it's hit or miss, huh? I mean, like, you know, when he knows he's there to, like, do a thing. But also, dude, like, these guys have been, like, you have to remember, at the time of Caddyshack, Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, two funniest guys in the world. You know
oh,
what I
yeah.
mean?
Oh,
Like,
yeah. In the
legit,
same movie.
Two of the biggest comedians alive in the world at the time.
Imagine
Right?
that
Two of the
that movie was
funniest
so
movie stars.
chaotic that it almost didn't get made.
Yeah.
Because they're all
Yeah.
doing coke. They're all having sex with each other. And
Yeah.
the
Harold
script was,
Ramis is
they
a
just like
wild
threw the
man.
script up. The gopher wasn't even supposed to be in the movie. They just kept using him because they didn't know what else to do.
Yeah.
Somehow they edited it and put it together as one of the best
Oh,
movies in history.
it's great, dude. Absolute classic. Great soundtrack, too.
Oh,
And
yeah.
then, like, dude, like, when you find out, like, Bill Murray, like, that was all ad-libbed, like, Cinderella story,
Oh, yeah.
Manifesto, you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
come on, man.
He's got a
Dude.
four iron, 250 yards.
Yeah. Dude, my favorite thing is, like, when he's talking about the llama. Hey, yo, llama! How about a little something, for the effort?
The Dalai
So
Lama.
good.
Have a little
So
sip for
good.
the effort.
Yeah. So good. So, yeah. All right, so you're going Chase.
I'm going Chase. I would have said Bill
All
Murray
right.
3 months ago, but I'm going Chase.
You're the
Yeah.
man. I'll tell you, we haven't had a Chase in a while. So good for you. Good for you, Riz.
Hey.
Way to have some integrity.
Yeah.
All
Met the
right.
guy,
So,
and you know, he's a cool guy.
yeah, seems like it. I love Stallone, though. All-timer.
Awesome
Dude,
guy.
is there,
Gary.
like, dude, that guy is the king, right? Like,
Marry
legit.
him.
Dude, think about this, too. What'd you say?
Why don't you marry him?
Oh,
Jeez.
yeah. I mean, I will.
I
Dude, have you seen Sly's wife and daughters?
thought they got
Bro.
divorced because he
Yeah, he's got three smoke shows.
Yeah, didn't he divorce her?
Really? His most
Did he?
recent
I
one?
don't know.
Yeah, because she wanted the there was some issue with the dog. She was like, "You gotta, it's the dog or me." And he was like, "All right, see
You're
ya."
kidding. Wow.
I don't know if that's
What?
this. Yeah.
Oh, I hope not. Just want
Wow.
Sly to be happy. You know,
I
he's
hear
my
you.
guy. But his daughters are rockets,
Oh, dude.
absolute rockets,
To
dude.
three smokers, smoke
Yeah,
shows.
he too. Plus, dude, Sly. Think about this, right? Like, I don't know if you saw his documentary, but Schwarzenegger brought up in his documentary that he had three, like, dude, Rocky is a $1 billion franchise, right? Billion with a B, $1 billion franchise. Then Rambo's is like a $100 million franchise. And then same thing with Expendables, another $100 million franchise,
Didn't
if not billion.
he get screwed out of like the Rocky rights though by what's
So
the name?
Erwin Winkler, I believe,
Yeah.
is the name of the director.
Yeah.
There's something like that. You're
He's
right.
still
Like, he
pissed about
doesn't.
it. I mean, the guy's
Oh,
worth
he
$800
won't
billion
work with
dollars.
him. Yeah, he hates the guy.
Yeah, like he
Absolutely hates
sold
him.
the rights to Rocky like after, I don't know, one of the movies. And now they have like that's who like optioned Creed out and stuff like that. So like they
Oh,
have the
Creed was
ability to
awesome.
make more stuff versus I think Stallone wanted to make something and they were like, no. And he was like,
Wow.
well, it's mine. And he's like, no, technically it's ours.
That's gotta hurt. He probably did it after Rocky Five, because Five was just the
Well,
worst one.
probably, yeah. I mean, yeah, Rocky Five was awful. So, okay. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it on moving down the road. Last question, most important question you'll ever be asked, Riz. When it comes to eating wings, are you drums or are you flats?
We just had this discussion. I'm a drums guy all the way.
Drums all the way. Way to finish strong, Riz.
I'm a drum guy all the way. I
He's
will,
a
you know.
drumman.
If I'm going on a date, the date better have flats.
Because first off, you're going on a date, you're getting wings. I mean, that's just natural
My
date food.
fiance likes the flats.
See, that's why you guys work out. My
That's
wife's
how
a
we work
flat man,
out.
you know? My wife loves the flats and I love the drums. And
I
that's
like
why we're,
the drums
you
are
know,
easier. They're just
oh, they're the
easier.
best.
You don't have
One
to
hand, you can scroll,
turn
you
it
can
all
dip
out.
and
That's it.
flip
You're
and turn
done.
and
With the drums, you got to pick it apart. Oh,
ah, it's a
the flats are
nightmare. Who
okay.
wants to do all that?
I'm a drum
Only
guy
an
all the way.
animal.
All the way. All
All
the
the
way.
way. All the way and back again. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, all right. Well, that was Disputed Questions, part of the Working Specs podcast. Thanks for answering that, Riz. We're going to keep it moving to everyone's other favorite segment. It's now time for J-Dub's Questions. Riz, Justin here is going to answer some questions.
Oh, yeah.
And you can give him some answers, or you can tell him to shove. J-Dub, let's go.
I was going
to
ask you who the most famous person you've ever met is, but do you have someone more famous than Chevy Chase? And
I do. Stallone? Paul McCartney.
Oh, my God.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Wow. I didn't think you would have an answer to that, but that's true.
Unbeatable. It's unbeatable. It's like meeting the president. I met him at Elio's restaurant in New York in the Upper East Side. Apparently, he goes there. I sat as close to him as I am to this computer right here, and he said hello, and I was just starstruck.
Hello?
I was like, I didn't know what you say to Paul McCartney.
It's me, Paul.
Great songs. Hey. No, I don't know what to say. What to tell.
Did you ask him for any help? I need some money.
I was silent. What do I say?
You didn't tell him you wanted to hold his hand. Yeah. I mean, you could just say, hey,
I get by with a little help from my friends.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't ask him to pass the Sergeant Pepper? What were you saying, Justin?
What was he eating? What was he having for dinner? Do you remember?
Tortellini.
Nice.
Fucking right.
Tortellini.
Paul.
Tortellini.
I love tortellini.
It looked good too. It looked really good. I had chicken parm, which was excellent.
How excited do you think the first guy who drank and drove was? Like, we have the car invented, and then he drove home and he was like, have you tried this?
It was probably the guy who invented the car. He probably got in. He was like, I finally got my car to run.
The third Model T. He was like, have you tried being hammered doing this?
You know what sucks? It was probably around Prohibition when you couldn't even get out. So he probably had to drink a root beer or something like
that. There was so much time. We had everything. Would you rather be a backup point guard in the NBA or NHL goalie?
NHL goalie. Hextall is my favorite player in the world. Love Ron Hextall.
Was great.
The only guy who would come out and fight other goalies.
Yeah.
And score two goals.
Yeah.
Love Hextall.
Hextall was great.
It's probably better on your body to be a backup point guard in the NBA because you might not even get in the game and get like $2 million a year to do nothing.
Yeah.
But what fun is that? I'd rather get puck shot at my face. You know, it's.
I was a dumb kid. Until like the age of, I don't know, 15, swore that goalies wore sneakers. I thought they were like special shoes. I was like, there's no way they're on ice skates too. That's crazy. How are you going to be on ice skates and play goalie?
All my favorite players are goalies. I love goalies. But
also, like, some of them are the most athletic guys on the team too. Like, they're great, and their leg strength, out of this world. Out of this world, their leg strength. These guys are tanks.
You guys remember Mike Richter? We're going back here, but he was a member at the golf course I play at, and he had two ACL transplants?
Oh.
So you continue to play goalie? Like, what the hell? You know, like they pulled out of cadavers. They have to move so funny. You know, so
the butterfly.
Yeah,
you remember Tom's brother-in-law? He played for the Penguins for a while.
Really? Holy crap!
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I did not know
that. Tom's wife's brother, his brother-in-law. He was drafted. Yeah, I think he was drafted by the Penguins, and he played on the same line as like Malkin. And, you know what I mean? Like Yeah, he was a really good, really good player.
I know everybody hates him, but the fastest dude I ever saw on ice was Sidney Crosby.
I never saw
anybody faster, but he's, you know, I'm not a Penguin fan at all. I'm a Flyers fan all the way.
He's one of those guys that, like, you hate him, but if he was on your team, you'd freaking love him.
Yep.
Yeah. I call it the Jeremy Shockey complex.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I hated Shockey. I hated him.
You wanted him bad. You wanted him on the
team. If he was a bird, I would have loved him, though.
I know. Shockey was awesome.
Dude, same thing with Witten. Hated Witten. But if Witten was a bird, if Witten was a bird, he'd be an all-timer. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many
players out there that I hate that, you know, that I wish were Eagles. And then some of them become Eagles. You're like, wow, that's pretty cool.
I remember when Takeo Spikes became an Eagle. Super hyped about that.
Any broken
Saquon
bones?
Barkley's one of them. Go ahead. Sorry. I interrupted.
Have you broken any bones?
Oh, my God. What haven't I broken? I broke my skull.
Where?
Let's start there. I broke my skull right where my
orbital bone?
I guess you would call this your eye orbit. I was drunk at a party, and somebody had pizza, and they went down to the basement with the pizza. And I went, pizza! And I come running down the steps, and I trip off the top step. And it was like slow motion. I turned to go to the railing, and there's no railing. The guy took the railing off the wall. So I went head first down a flight of steps into a wooden TV stand.
Oh,
just like that. Ugh. So what does my drunk ass do? I take three Advil and go to bed. 10 years later, 10 years later, I'm in surgery to get my teeth fixed. And they, you know, it's supposed to be a 20-minute surgery. And it's supposed to be simple. You get out, you're done. I get out of the anesthesia. I look at the clock. It's 3.5 hours later. I'm like, what the hell? And they're like, dude, you cracked your skull at one point. Did you get into a fight or did you fall? And I'm like, the TV stand. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, you guys like, you had a fractured skull. Like, we had to work around it, body it up. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Hey, look, it's still like, never,
you know, I thought something was off.
Let's see.
Nuts. Did it
I've
hurt?
I've cracked every rib, every single rib.
That's the worst. Ooh. That's the worst possible.
They're the worst because happen. There's nothing you can do.
That's
there's
awful. Nothing.
You can't awful. Do anything. You can't wrap them. You can't do anything.
Worst, you can't like, cough. Dude, you remember, can't laugh. Like,
laugh. Yeah. It's a sneeze. A sneeze will damn near kill you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. It's you don't even breathe. You're like,
oh, and like it would start to like loosen up by the end of the day, and then you'd go to sleep and you'd wake up and it'd be so tight again. You'd be like, no, I can't start here.
I broke a rib skiing or snowboarding, actually. And then a couple months later, I broke it again playing golf, swinging.
Oh, just from
crack.
I tore my cornea. And then, like, it 3 days had gone by, and I fell asleep, like, in a very well-air-conditioned room. And when I woke up and opened my eye, it re-tore back open.
Oh.
I just started screaming, like, what? And I was like, my eye again!
I kicked a McDonald's trash can that I thought was plastic, and it was stone. Broke my toe. And the next day, I was caddying on a golf course with a broken toe. Like, just shuffling like this.
Oh.
And the guy turns around the fifth hole, he turns around, he goes, what the hell is wrong with you? And I'm like, I broke my toe. And he goes, why the hell are you here? And I'm like, I don't know.
Need the money to pay for the broken toe.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah. I didn't pay for to get my toe casted up. Broke my wrist roller skating. Broke my hand fighting. That was dumb. Boxer injury. Stupid swing like that instead of swinging straight. God, what else?
Most of these are all like they don't put cast on, you just like tape it together to the other one.
They're the worst.
Toes,
they put like nothing they can do. Little cast on it. They were like, just don't do anything with it. I'm like, I type for a living.
Like, don't punch anything.
What do you want me to do? Like, just go like this. So
that's brutal. Yeah, just
most of my breaks were my own stupidity. So what are you gonna do?
Damn, Riz, you got a lot of breaks, babe.
Yeah,
that must be the breaks, Briz.
These are the breaks.
Pick it up, all pick right. it up, break down. What's the last movie that made you cry?
Oh, A Star Is Born. Oh my God. Oh, I can't.
Oh, dude. When he tells the brother that he was his hero, driving back before he kills himself, gets me every time.
I got chills right now. There's like 8 scenes where I just bawl my eyes out. I'm not ashamed to say it. I'm a man.
Have
cry.
You seen the first remake with Barbara Streisand?
No, I want to see it. I have not seen it.
And then apparently there's the original with
yeah, like way back.
Grace Judy Kelly? Garland, I think.
Oh. Yeah, it might have been Judy Garland. Yeah,
I've seen none of them, but
oh, you gotta
I
watch
should see that. I will watch that.
I'll tell you, God does a great job.
Oh,
Lady
I'm surprised it didn't win more Oscars. That really should have won like everything. That was a great
movie. Yeah. Shout out. Oh, that song was a massive hit.
Oh yeah.
Shallow.
I can't even hear it
without.
And Bradley turns out Bradley Cooper's got a good voice.
He does.
I mean, turns out he's a star. Shout out Jenkintown.
I saw Bradley Cooper in a talk about famous people in a Filibagel in Jenkintown. I guess he lives near Jenkintown, Rydal, and he's got his hat down like this. Like, anybody's not going to recognize the guy. And the girls behind the counter are literally screaming, like, like trying to hold it in. They can't hold it in. I'm just like, Bradley, you got to get out of here, man.
Hey,
buddy.
They're going to kill you.
That guy's way too handsome to be walking around Jenkintown. Do you, Anthony, do you have any questions for me?
I didn't prepare any questions. Let me think.
You don't have to.
What's your favorite car and why?
My favorite what?
Your favorite car and why?
Good question.
I like it right off the top of my head. I like the Infiniti G35, like 2004. Those were cool when I was a kid, and I just liked them.
Nice. You still see him on the road now. He had 27-inch rims on him, and you know.
There was a ridiculous like V16 Jaguar when I was a kid too, like a 19 or 80, I don't know. Just a ridiculously long hooded Jaguar would be cool.
That is cool. They had a Cadillac. It was literally called the Cadillac 16. It was a concept car. I think it was in the movie Click. If you ever see that movie, Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
V16 thing was sick. Like the engine opened up like this. It was like crazy, but it was a concept car, so they never released it. But
the hood's like 7 feet long.
That might be my favorite car. That car was just absolutely sick.
What I love? Go ahead. A good Jeep Grand Cherokee. I've talked about it before. I just love a good Jeep Grand Cherokee.
You can't go wrong with a Jeep Grand Cherokee. You can't.
Great car.
I've been seeing that Wagoneer, the new one. I don't like it.
No,
it's weird. And I don't like it.
No, it's $100,000 piece of crap. Don't get it.
I like the if I could get a car like any car now, like the McLaren supercar, like the P1.
Jeez,
that thing is pretty and very fast.
I there's a McLaren dealership kind of near me, and I drive by it once in a while, and I'm just like looking at it, going, "There's $100 million in cars in there."
Oh my word! Could you imagine?
Right? Just give me one McLaren.
Even the maintenance though, the brakes on it.
Yeah,
probably $50,000 for
they're all ceramic brakes. Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, dude, that car is like, I mean, the car is like almost half the cost of your house. You know what I mean? Like,
it's
wild.
It's more than, I mean, it's at least double the cost of my house. My house is small.
They can go 200 miles an hour, and my house is stationary.
There's a funny story about it. My buddy was a cop years and years ago. And he pulled this guy over. This guy, he knew where he lived. He lived in like a crack house, but he had this beautiful car. And he goes, you know, forget his name. He's just calling Jim. Jim, you know, what are you doing? You know, driving this beautiful car and living in that, you know, crack house that you're basically living in. He answered, let me see if I want to make sure I can get this right. He goes, you can fuck in your car, but you cannot drive your house.
Kind of love this guy.
He's let him go. He's like, you know what? Just get out of here.
Hey, he's not like, wrong, though.
It stinks in here. Get out of here. Roll the window up.
Smells like goat cheese and ass sweat. Let's get out of here. Nice. All right. So let's keep it on moving. Keep it on moving down the road. That was J-Dub's questions. Thank you for that, J-Dub. But we're here to talk about the man, the myth, the legend that is the one and only Anthony Rizzo, a.k.a. Riz. Riz, let's ask. The name Rizzo, has it always just been Riz? Everyone called you Riz?
Since I was a little kid. Even my dad, they Rizzo. You know, nobody calls me Tony at all, ever. That was my dad's nickname. Interestingly, he never called himself Tony. He always called himself Anthony. But I was Rizzo, Riz, R-Dog. Big Balls
McGee. I remember that one. That was a pretty big one.
Porta Plata.
That was a huge one. Yeah,
mostly it's just Riz.
You know, Riz was guilty at times, I will say this, of he wouldn't do the prolonged E. The key to a good Eagles chant, right, is the prolonged E. You can't do like because by the time you get to G, everyone's like, are we doing this? What's going on? But if you did a big hearty, everybody's in right away. You know what I'm saying?
I remember we were at a game one time. It was pouring rain, and we're playing the worst team in the league. It was the Miami Dolphins. They were 0-10, and we had Coy Detmarin, and we're losing. So we went into a bathroom, and it was silent. The bathroom was packed. Bathroom, nobody saying a word, and some dude just went, "E." Got no response. No response.
Just dead silence, huh? Yeah.
Just total silence.
It's kind of great though. That's how you know, like, the fans are real, because they're like, we're not dealing with it. We're getting our asses kicked by the Dolphins.
I've been to so many other stadiums, and there's nothing like an Eagles fan. Nothing.
Oh, dude, the Eagles. Plus, dude, the atmosphere. It was great, but we'll talk about that more later. I want to talk about you, Riz. So first things first, where were you born and where did you grow up?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Roxborough Memorial Hospital.
There you go.
So first 2 years of my life, I lived in Roxborough, but I don't remember those years. Everything that I remember was East Falls. I grew up in East Falls.
Okay.
Which was an interesting neighborhood. A lot of
we
fight.
Were Italian in an Irish neighborhood, right?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it was, there were some Italians there too.
Okay.
You know, some Italians, mostly Irish, a lot of fighting. You know, a lot of, they had, you know, there was a gang. I remember they used to have this gang called the East Falls Posse. And I used to think it was a funny name, but they were dangerous, man. Like, they were,
really?
You just did not mess with them. Yeah, it was just, they were just bad dudes. Like, they were, even when we were younger, they were bad dudes. But yeah, I grew up in East Falls. I went to, now it's gone. I went to St. Bridget for a couple of years.
Did you know anybody in the East Falls Posse?
Oh, yeah. I mean, now I don't know. It's all broken up now, but I heard some of the people went to jail.
Ooh.
You know, some of them are just, who knows where they are, you know, but it was.
Some of them ended up in the Schuylkill.
Yeah. Some of them probably
yeah,
did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were badasses. You just did not fuck with them. That was it. You just didn't fuck with them at all. Just left them
the
alone.
East Falls Posse. Nice.
East Falls Posse.
So what kind of sports or activities were you getting into as a youngster in the East Falls Posse area?
So I sucked at every sport, but I still played. I got an A for effort, you know. So I
you played your heart out, babe.
I played my
You're
heart
a
out.
Gamer. You
I
played,
played
your heart out.
I played organized basketball for 1 year. I don't think I scored a single point. It was embarrassing.
You would. Right.
I played baseball, and I hit a couple home runs that were like moonshots because I was this big fat kid, and you know. I'm playing
big Tony.
I was like 160 pound fifth grader, and I'm playing against like 80 pound, 90 pound fifth graders who were trying to throw fastballs. And they, you know, they're throwing meatballs at me. And one guy threw one, and I mean, it was right down the center of the plate, and I hit it. And we had one of those ghetto parks that didn't have a fence. Like it would just roll to the other side of the world. And I felt bad for this kid. He had to run like 575 feet to get this ball. I ran the whole bases. I came around. Everybody congratulated me. I'm waiting. He's still running. I'm like, well, that's probably the only time I'm ever going to hit a ball like that. And the next at bat, everybody backs up, like all the way to the back. And I freaking strike out on three pitches.
Dude, you must have knocked the piss out of that ball. Huh?
I hit the living crap out of this ball. I kid you not. It might have left the vet. It might have left Citizens Bank Park. That's how hard I hit it.
And
it
was, how old were you?
I was 11 maybe when I did that, 12. But I was a huge kid. I was like 160, 170 pound kid. I hit puberty at like 9. So here I am. I'm this huge like man. And I'm playing with these little boys. They wouldn't let me play Pop Warner football. Forget about it. If you put me on the right defensive end, you could put 3-4 guys on me. I would just shove them out of the way and then kill the quarterback. It was impossible. So they wouldn't let me play Pop Warner football. I would have loved that. I sucked at baseball. I started playing golf around when I was 10, and I sucked at that too, but I got good enough that I at least appear to be good. So I've been doing that now for what? Christ, I'm almost 46, 36 years.
36 years.
36
wow.
freaking years of playing golf. And
is golf your favorite sport?
Oh, yeah. It's obsessed? My I mean, I'm not as obsessed as I used to be, but I still love it. It's great.
There's some people that like golf obsessed. Tom used to be that way. Tom used to be golf obsessed.
I have a friend who's 76, I think he is now. Not kidding. He walks 200 rounds a year and breaks 80. And breaks 80. And he's 76. He shoots his age.
God bless him.
It's crazy. I think he's dating a really young girl, too. But he's got coins.
Yeah.
He's got
good job. All right.
There's no way I'll live long enough.
Liking this guy.
Yeah.
There's no way I'll live long enough to shoot my age.
No.
Unless I'm going to get to like 115, I ain't got a shot.
Nope. You're done. Nice. Okay. So you're growing up in East Falls. You're big Tony at this time. You're hitting dingers. You're finding out your love of golf, right? How old were you when you had your first job, and what was your first job?
Paper route. I was 9. That was a fun job. I mean, I was, you know, not really that good at it. I couldn't throw, so the papers never really made it to the steps. One time I threw it through a guy's screen door, right through the screen. Boom, right through it.
What did he say?
He was not happy at all. the other door was open, so it went through the screen door into the living room. And like, bam.
Special delivery.
You know,
dude, you must have been throwing it with a little gas.
That one, I actually threw a spiral. Like, it spiraled right into the window. Boom. I still remember it. But, yeah, it was
you must have been throwing a little gas, though, if you're making it through a screen door.
Well, at that point, I was just throwing as hard as I could because I could barely reach the steps. But I guess that one got away from me. You know, what are you going to do?
This was on a This was on, or this was in East Falls?
In East Falls, I used to ride around with my paper bag, my big bag of papers on my scooter. And I would scooter around, you know, and deliver the papers. The review.
On a Razor scooter?
On a Razor. Well, that back then, they didn't have Razor scooters. It was like scooters and, you know, cruise something. I forget what they were
the
called.
Big handbrake up top?
Handbrake up top, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a miracle we didn't all get, like, break our necks.
Let's say East crazy. Falls is basically vertical.
Yeah, it's all hill.
Yeah, it's where we lived. It was like right on that hill, right on Raven Hill, right below Raven Hill, where it was just a hill. So like, you know, you're riding down that scooter, you're just flying down the
street.
And if the car comes, you're dead.
It's like 15 newspapers per minute. Downhill.
Yeah, I did that. I did that for 5 years, and then my mom, her sister was a member at Lanier Country Club, so she called Lanier Country Club to try to get me a job there, and they said, we don't have any jobs for you, for your son. Then she called White Marsh, and the guy there's name is Mike Smith. He was the caddy master, and he goes, bring him over. And so, I started caddying at 14, and that probably changed the course of my life dramatically. Because
how so?
Now I'm a member. Well, now I'm a member there. You know, so I caddied there for 16 years, you know, starting at 14 all the way to 30, doing it part time after I got, you know, out of college. And then 2 years after that, I joined, you know, in 2010. And I've been,
a member for that long.
Yeah. If you can believe it, it's hard to believe. It's my 16th
good for you.
Season. Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
So that was good and bad because that.
Dude, I remember when you told us you were getting like starting to do. I remember you saying that. You're like, yeah, I'm going to get a membership to my country, this, you know, country club and stuff like that. I was like, damn, good for you.
You know, your brother played there with me.
Yeah.
And he had one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
He's also a bag of shit, right?
He actually hit it pretty good. Yeah.
I mean, but in real life, though, he's a bag of shit. Right, like
I shit, Tommy. Nah, he's a good dude.
Wow, Riz, you really poured a platted that one.
Right? Anyway, he hits it in a tree, and it stays in the tree. And he climbed up like 25 feet to get the ball. I couldn't believe it. Like it wasn't one of these like easy trees.
The play where it lies.
It was like I mean, he probably
whacks it out of the tree.
I had to hit it
off Frankenstein's fat foot. Now he's got to play in it. Yeah.
He's climbing up this tree with like his legs and like, you know, like a monkey. And he's boom, he just grabs the ball. Like, are you crazy?
He climbed tree like squirrel.
Squirrel.
Yeah. So, okay. So you're finding your love of golf. And so you started caddying at this place.
Yep.
And you were there for a while. Did you have any other jobs while you were caddying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Waiting tables at Houlihan's. Oh, man. Probably the craziest fucking job I ever had in my fucking life. We were nuts.
Where was Houlihan's?
City Line Avenue. It's not there anymore. It's gone. City Line Avenue and like Presidential Boulevard. Right when you get off the expressway. Yeah, so
I know
it was right there.
At.
This
oh,
place
dude, that's
was
awful.
In the 90s was hopping.
Is that across the street from TGI Fridays?
Yeah, I was just about to say.
TGI Fridays, yes.
Yeah. The TGI Fridays that AI used to go to all the time.
We used to hang out with him. He used to call me Mr. Trivia because we used to play trivia over there. And I would always get the answers right. And he's like, here goes Mr. Trivia again. And he was actually cool. It was his posse was another thing, but he was actually a cool guy. Yeah, I liked hanging out with him. So yeah, we used to have Free Ball on Fridays at Houlihan's. So everybody would take their underwear off and stick their underwear in their apron. So imagine like a girl walks up to your, you know, girl waitress walks up to your table and has a thong sticking out of her apron. It's Friday.
Oh,
it's Friday business lunch day. It's like 12 o'clock in the afternoon. That was one of many things that we did. We had another
Was there some waitresses that you're like, you can keep your panties on?
Oh, yeah. There was some of them. There were some of them. And then there was some smoke shows as well. You know, everybody was fucking everybody.
Babe.
And, it was crazy.
How much drugs are we talking at Houlihan's? Drug City?
A lot.
Because I worked at a bar on the main line. I worked at a couple of them on the main line.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of drugs. Because it's all like young college kids, scumbags that work in the kitchen, you know, and I worked at the bar and in the kitchen, bro, and it was drugas.
It was
everywhere.
There was coke. I mean, everywhere.
Oh,
it was
massive.
It was
you probably missed the opiate
stays
rush.
Up all night.
Was that?
It's almost as if a business that stays up all night causes like trouble and ruckus after hours.
it was crazy. Yeah,
imagine that.
It was, everybody had red noses. It was nuts. Like it was crazy. we go in there and we work all night. Then we'd sit at the bar, get shit faced till like 3 a.m. Then we go to T. Hogan's. You remember T. Hogan's?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we used to go to T. Hogan's. We closed that bar down at like 5.
Then I had a buddy who lived in the apartments across the street from Hogan.
Oh, dude, that place. You know what? That place had good food.
We went to St. Joe's. Yeah.
Yeah, good food. Yeah, so we closed that place down. We go to the frat house. We'd go there till 8 o'clock in the morning. I come home at 9 o'clock. My dad be sitting at the table eating breakfast going, what the hell? And I'm like, sorry, Dad. You know, I'm a young kid. I'm having fun.
Yeah.
That place was nuts. That was insane, that place.
Hogan's or Houlihan's?
Houlihan's. Both. Oh, my God. Yeah. We got in trouble because we trapped this guy in the service bar. And you know those coasters that they have that you put on the table and put your drink down? We had, like, packs of them like this. Those square ones that hurt. And it was, like, Ninja Gaiden. Like he comes in. One guy comes in the one door. One guy comes in the other door. I'm behind the bar. We all get up and just start chucking them like they're ninja stars. We must have hit this guy with 500 coasters. This poor Vietnamese woman, she's in there. She's going, oh, my God, oh, my God. And like,
wait, this was during work?
This is the middle of the day, in the middle of a packed lunch. Like, we're doing this. So we got in serious trouble, but nobody got fired. But we had a
That's kind of great, though.
It was worth it, man. It was worth paying for the coasters.
If I was a patron, as long as my food came out on time and not messed up, I'm like, ah, go ahead, hit him with some coasters.
I can sit here all night and talk about hooligans. It was fucking great.
We're at a bar, and this bald guy falls asleep, like, hands folded, head down, on the bar.
Yeah.
And me and my buddy are taking the straw, chewing up the paper, and spitting them and sticking them to his head. He's got, like, 10 or 12 of them now stuck to his head.
Jesus Christ.
And the bartender comes over and goes, hey, can you stop doing that? And we go, can you not let him sleep at the bar? Seriously. I don't think that's... We're not wrong here.
No. Like, that guy should be out. To carry him out.
I don't think you're allowed to nap here.
What happened when he woke up? Do you remember?
No.
He's like, oh, something's on my head.
He's hammered. He woke up drunk in a bar.
That's impressive to fall asleep in a bar. I've fallen asleep in a lot of places. I fell asleep at halftime at an Eagles game.
Yeah.
And I still didn't fall asleep at a freaking bar.
Mad Dog 2020. You remember that day?
Oh, I do remember that. Oh, hell yeah. Not one, but two bottles of Mad Dog 2020. I was so delirious. I went home. I had a snake.
We were whacked.
I had a snake in a big fish tank. And I stuck my hand. For some reason, I put my hand through the snake tank. And I broke it. It was shattered glass all over the place. And I got this big cut hand. And the snake comes out like this. And he's like looking at me like, what the hell did you just do?
Kind of snake was it?
It was a ball python. It was, you know, your common denominator snake. Not a bad snake. Although.
Oh, just, yeah, python. No big deal. Yeah. No, whatever. Yeah,
well, I mean,
no
it wasn't
problem.
A Burmese python or like a boa constrictor. Those
or an anaconda.
Cut your face off. You know, but this thing was just a little guy. You know, he wasn't too bad. But
yep.
he was still like 5 feet, 6 feet long, something like that.
Dude, this used to be the move. So at the link, like, security ramped up, you know, over the years we were there. But my move at first, you could do this, right? You would go to security. I could do three beers across my waist. I do a beer in each sock, right? And then I would do three beers on the back. But then one time I had taken two bottles of Mad Dog instead of the beers and put two bottles of Mad Dog across my waist, right? This was before they would wand you. They would just do like a fake feel.
Yeah.
Right? They would just be like, all right, you're good. And I'm like, yep, I'm good. And we walked in. As soon as I would go in, I would go buy a soda at whatever thing, right?
Pour out the soda.
I'd go into the bathroom. I would keep the ice in there. And I would dump out, like, the soda part and keep the ice. Jeez, and then I would just fill Christ. It with the Mad Dog. Bro, we were annihilated.
Dude, that stuff, you drink two bottles of that stuff, and you actually go blind. I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah, your gut is,
you're blind.
Like,
you're
rotten.
You're freaking blind. You can't see.
Yeah.
Like, it's supposed to be just kosher wine. There's got to be something else in it. There's got.
Yeah, I had no idea it was a Jewish.
Matt, do you
wine.
Remember when your brother put the beer in your hoodie?
No, Johnny did that.
Johnny did that.
Yeah. So this is when they had ramped up security, and we're going into the game, and like we would park by in like the Citizens Bank lot and then walk over so that when we left we weren't stuck in a ton of traffic, we could just like zip out, right? So on the walk down we would always take road sodas. So like we would finish our tailgate, grab a couple beers for the walk down, you know, two or three beers for the walk, and we're chugging, and you know, Johnny had one beer that he didn't finish, because if you don't finish them you can't bring them in. Yes. You know what I mean? So he had one beer he didn't finish, and we're standing in line to check in. And like right before like the check-in line, there's these trash cans that are just like overfilled with empty beer cans. You know what I mean? Like everyone's doing this.
They're enormous.
You
know, they're enormous.
There's 3,000 beer cans in this thing, right? Everyone knows the deal. So it was a cold day, and I remember I had a starter pullover Eagles jacket that I got a lot of respect for. That jacket.
It was a gray,
white, and green one. Kelly green, gray, and white. Eagle starter pullover. Got a ton of respect for that. And then Johnny, out of nowhere, just went, "Here you go, Matt," and put a beer in my hood, right? And so I'm going in, and I remember the security guy's like, "Come on, dude. Really?" And I was like, "Yeah, man, you know, I thought I'd try." And he's like, "Dude, I have to write you up now. My supervisor's here."
Oh.
And I'm like, "Ah, fuck." So, like, what they do is they take your ticket number, right? And they, like, mark it down in, like, whatever ledger they have. And if you get so many markups on your ticket, then they take your ticket from you.
Wow.
And I remember Johnny being like, "Dude, I can't get these tickets." I was like, "Motherfucker, you put
you
it in my
did
life.
It. You put this
different
beer in here."
No, babe. You know, so.
It was funny. Dude. I was about 30 feet behind you, and I just saw your body language go like, "Oh," like that.
Yeah, I remember the one time we freaked out. I got, like, they're doing wanded, and I got wanded, and she's like, "There's something in your back pocket. You need to empty it." And I pulled it out, and it was an empty condom wrap. And Riz lost it. He's like, "Yeah." Oh my god. And I was like, "Yeah, it's a magnum." Yeah, but it wasn't. But either way, so then, dude, Riz, all right, let's talk about it. So like I said in the opening show, Riz and I had season tickets to the Philadelphia Eagles at Lincoln Financial Field for 12 years together. Riz, do you have a memory that sticks out about our tickets? Go ahead. All right, so I just remember this one time. Okay, so Riz, when we were at the seats, do you remember the girl Sam that used to sit behind us, right?
Yeah.
So Sam sat behind us, and I remember like one game she brought a bunch of her friends.
Yes, so I remember.
She's
that.
Like this Jersey. She's from Jersey. You know, nice girl, super cool, cute little Italian girl, and like she had brought her friends, and they were all pretty good looking too. And I just remember the one girl, like she was standing behind me, and like she spilled her beer and got it on me. And I remember, like, me and Tom standing up being like, "Dude, what is your problem? Like, you're causing a mess, like, doing all this stuff." And she just started screaming. She's like, I'm sorry. I'll suck your dick. I'm sorry. I'll suck
no
your
way.
Dick. And I'm like, okay, you're forgiven. You know what I mean?
No but, way. Yeah. I did not hear that. And that is.
Yeah, I mean, it never scary. Happened. But
that's
it was
how
like,
you de-escalate.
Like, right. That, I was like, dude, that's how you, that's problem solving 101.
That works in prison as well, too.
So, okay, Riz, let's talk about it. Let's talk about our time with the Birds. What was one of your favorite times with the Birds?
Not so much funny, just a great memory. 2006 season, so it was the 2007 calendar year. Wild card game, Eagles playing the Giants.
Okay, is this the year that Jeff Garcia?
Yes, Jeff Garcia's the quarterback.
Yeah, great year. This is the year that we went and lost in New Orleans, right?
That's correct. We
when
lost.
Sheldon Brown laid
hit,
out
hit Reggie
Bush.
Brown. Hit Reggie.
Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush. Yeah.
Sheldon Brown laid out Reggie Bush, greatest tackle ever.
It was that was the year, and it was the game before that. Okay. And we're playing the Giants, and we're just beating the shit out of the Giants, and places. Yeah. Rocking, absolutely yeah. Rocking. So it's halftime, and we go out to the ramp and to smoke. Everybody's smoking, and this guy comes over. There had to be 1,000 people on the ramp. This guy comes over. One guy, one of the workers comes over in his yellow shirt or whatever it was, and he says, "You can't smoke here." And he's like standing there, like being kind of antagonistic. And I don't know who started it, but somebody just started singing "God Bless America." And it was like, "God bless him." And then as soon as I heard that, everybody on the ramp starts singing "God Bless America."
Dude, there's probably 2,000 people on the ramp at the time.
And we're just singing it. It's me, Johnny, Mike, Sharon, God rest her soul.
All right, Pete.
And literally the whole ramp starts singing it, and this guy does not know what to do. He goes, Pete sleeps. He's like, I'm out of here. That was my most fondest memory.
Dude, the event staff, man. Oh, my God. Event staff and security. Dude, we would get so in. Remember Johnny, who used to be the security guy?
Yeah.
He was the best.
He was
dude.
The best. He was the
he
best.
He was the absolute best. He would control the stairs. He made sure everything was cooking. Like, he did an incredible job. Yeah, he was awesome. And then, but like, we would be friends with these guys too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we would, you know, get to know him.
It was a sad day when he quit. It was a sad day.
Yeah, like, I missed him.
It was like losing. It was like losing the season ticket holder. It really was. He was great.
Yeah, we would bring chalk and stuff and like write in chalk on the thing, like keep it moving, like where the sections were. Like, we just like, dude.
Sometimes I would get pissed off and drunk, and I would go play traffic cop myself.
Yeah,
one time a guy almost shoved me off the. You know, we had that glass in front of us. He almost shoved me over the glass. He's like,
"Oh, dude." Where our seats were, J-Dub, is we were the very beginning of the second level. And the way it works is, like, when you go up to your seats, you walk up these stairs and you turn. There's, like, a little landing there, and then you go up the aisle to, like, your seats, right?
Yeah.
We were right next to the stairs, and there was two rows with three seats in each row. And those were our seats. Those were our six seats, right? So, like, there's a row in front of us that only had two seats in it, right? So like, when people come up, they would stand on the landing and they'd be like taking pictures and selfies, like in the middle of a game.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
everyone is like,
get the fuck out of the fucking way. Yeah.
No, people are losing their minds, throwing stuff, yelling like that. Dude, more fights were started because of that. Because people would be like, fuck you. Like, dude, get the fuck out of the way. We can't see. Right? Like,
the Phillies, they won't let you walk down unless you're, like, in between innings.
Right, right.
Like, they'll keep you there. Yeah. Same thing with, I guess, football. They don't separate it like that. But that guy's basically, like, move it.
Yeah. We used to have a guy.
That's the exact landing you're talking about.
I got another Eagle story. Not necessarily in the stadium, but it happened during Eagle Sunday.
Okay.
So, it's me and Johnny. We went to the game. We come back, and I'm standing on his steps on Acorn Street, and this girl walks by. Good-looking girl. And I said, you know, she was wearing Dawkins jersey like me. So I said, hey, Dawkins, what's going on? And, you know, she comes up. We start talking. And Johnny comes out. I'm like, Johnny, you want to go to Sapphire? Like, we used to always go to Sapphire, that bar.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called now, but it used to be called Sapphire.
It was on Main Street in Manion.
So we go, and we, you know, I drive. And we drive down, it's me, her, and Johnny. We drive down to Sapphire, find out she's a nurse. She just got off of like a 75-hour shift or something like that. She's like, I'm tired. I'm, you know, I'm this, that, and the other thing. So we're drinking a beer. We're probably on our second beer. She's like, I really got to go back. You know, can we go back? So Johnny's like, you know, go ahead, take her back, and then, you know, come back when you're ready. So, you know, it's about what? A 2-mile drive from Sapphire to Johnny's house? A mile in. We're talking, me and this girl. She's in the passenger seat now. She grabs my dick, just grabs it. And I'm like, okay.
With two hands, obviously.
Of course.
Obviously, you need two hands for the monster, you know?
And her arms. You know, she had to grab it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit. Okay. So I'm like, what's going on? And I knew she had a boyfriend, a live-in boyfriend. So I'm like, what's going on here? But my dick was talking and thinking.
Right. You're not listening to anything else but your dick at this moment.
Yeah. So we get to her house, and we get into her house, and I wanted to understand the situation. I'm like, why am I here if you're living with your boyfriend? So dumb me. She gives me a beer. I crack it. I remember the Cowboys were playing. They were playing the 4 o'clock game. I took a sip. I got about three words out. She just jumps on, and we start making out, like, in her house. We're in her house where her boyfriend lives with her. Right. So we're taking off clothes. About in the middle of taking off clothes, he calls. He starts screaming at her, like, over the, I could hear it, you know, she's screaming at him, you know, she's got big titties. So I'm, you know, watching her titties, you know, move, and she's screaming at him. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So she gets off the phone with him. She hangs up. She goes, let's go to the bedroom. We go right up to the bedroom. Now I'm in this guy's bed. Imagine this. And this guy's a Philadelphia police officer.
Oh.
So now I'm thinking to myself, you know, what bad shit is going to happen here? So now we're butt ass naked. Right. And the motherfucker comes home, and I'm like, oh my fucking God. And I'm thinking to myself, this guy's going to pull his gun out and shoot me.
Yeah.
So I had to climb out of a second story window in the back of the house. The house backed up to a drive to the driveway. I don't know if you remember Johnny's house. It backs up to the driveway.
Yeah. So it's she lived down the street from Johnny?
Yeah, she lived up the street from Johnny, up the hill.
Okay.
Like about 10 houses.
More towards Ridge.
More towards Ridge, yeah. So yeah. I had to find my way out of the second story window. And I'm the most clumsy motherfucker there is. So I got my Dawkins jersey half on. It's freezing cold out. I got like one pant leg out. No, my underwear is like, I left it in her house. And got
it's there. Still there to this
And day. I can hear him like stopping up the stairs. And as I'm going out the window, and I'm like, I'm going to fucking fall and die, or this guy's going to shoot me. Like, there's no good ending to this story. Yeah. But I got out somehow. I somehow got out. And she ended up marrying the guy, and they had a dog together, and they just moved away. I'm like, really?
Dude, she had them big old moon balloons. Oh, she was willing to forgive.
It's
wild that, like, I mean, you know what it probably was? A neighbor probably saw you go in with her.
Probably.
Called him. And was like, she brought a guy home again, Jerry. Probably. You got to get home and shoot him. Shoot him.
I was thinking, when I heard that door open, my heart just went into my throat. I'm like, I am going to die today. I'm going to get shot.
What if he came up in the bedroom and was like, he's like, all right, looks like we're playing man on man today, buddy. Let's go, you know?
Freeze company too.
Devil's coverage. Let's do it, huh? Yeah. Dude, that's wild. You know what? You know what I was thinking? One of the best games I went to, probably one of the best moments. I mean, obviously, the NFC Championship was awesome. That was great. That was a great one for sure. Even like the divisional game when we beat the Falcons, because that month might be the best month of my life. So, first week of that, it was January. First week of January. Win the divisional game, beat the Falcons, right? Incredible. And right after we beat the Falcons, cold game, tough game, good game. We beat the Falcons. Right after that, we go to a Killers concert right next door.
Nice.
Right. From the divisional round, beating the Falcons. Like, dude, Julio Jones, ball goes through his arms, last play. Like, incredible. Defensive stand, awesome game. So, right after that, we go to the Killers concert. Great concert. Had the time of the night. Awesome, right? The next week, NFC Championship game, we go down, beat the piss out of the Vikings. Dude, had the best time. We're singing the fight song 100 times. Tom's on my shoulders. We got the crowd going. It was great, right? The next week was the Royal Rumble.
Oh, my God.
Which was in Philadelphia. It was also my birthday. We went to the Royal Rumble.
Dude, the Royal Rumble.
Right? And then after that, they won the Super Bowl, which was, dude, it might be the best month anyone's ever had ever. That's incredible.
Good. That's pretty good.
Those were good. But, dude, another moment that was great was the Silver Linings Playbook game. Do you remember that game?
The 44-6 game. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So I'll tell that story from my perspective. Go ahead. Yeah. So we're going down in Tommy's truck. Your brother's truck.
Yep.
And Johnny and I had just gone to the Washington game in Washington where Reggie fucking Brown forgot where the goddamn goal line was. He catches it one. And we lose the game to the Redskins. So we had to drive all the way home. We got lost. It was terrible. So we're going to that game thinking we're going to play spoiler. You know? So, you know, we're not going to make the playoffs. It's over. And we're all pissed off. But we're going to go to the game. It's Cowboys. You got to go to Cowboys game. Yeah. So we get down there. And this is before iPhones and all that stuff. You know, I had a Nextel. Mm-hmm. That was the best thing you get for scores was
best you can get, babe.
That's it. So the Bucks are 15-point favorites at home over Oakland. All they have to do is win, and they're in, and it's over for the Eagles. That's it, and they're winning. They're up by 10. Maybe it's the third quarter. Then shit starts happening. You start hearing the whole kind of parking lot buzz. Yep. So I looked at my Nextel, and I'm like, dude, they're only winning by 3 now. And then the buzz is getting louder. And it's probably two minutes later, I look at my Nextel, I'm like, fucking Oakland's winning.
Yeah.
They win the game. They fired Gruden immediately after that loss. So now all we have to do is Houston, win. Who was 2.5 point favorite, had to beat, I forget who they had to beat, the Bears, I think it was.
Yeah.
So I have the Nextel and I see the Houston beat the Bears. So now I know, I personally know now it's winning in for the Eagles.
Winning, you're
this
in.
This is a playoff game. This is now a playoff. Yeah. It went from being a spoiler game to a playoff game. Now the stadium's getting louder and louder because people are, you can tell people are
starting Do you remember how it traveled? Because they had the games on the Jumbotron in the stadium. Yeah. So you could see it from the parking lot. Like they had the, because it was a night game. We were the night game. The Eagles Cowboys was a night game and they had the 4 o'clock games playing and you could see it in the stadium. And when you saw that Oakland won, everyone, you heard it in the parking lot and it traveled through the parking lot.
You heard a roar. In the parking lot.
It was awesome.
My favorite part of the whole thing was when you went into the stadium. This was before they had the cool scoreboards and all the lights and stuff. They had those like dot matrix scoreboard. There was one in the corner, and they kept flashing every score except Houston. They wouldn't flash Houston, so they start flashing everything else. And it's getting louder and louder and louder and louder, and you're just waiting for it. It's not coming.
Yeah.
And then they pause it. They pause it on some game for like a minute, and everybody's going, "No, did it break?" And then they finally flash that Houston score, and the fucking stadium goes absolutely bonkers. Bonkers. Like it's like beyond anything you've ever heard. And then we start the game and the place is just going nuts because we know it's winning in. And they destroyed them. They destroyed them. It was the party. It was literally like a party.
Yep. T.O. was there.
Remember all the kickoff fumbles?
Remember Dawkins like on his knees? So, dude, I remember the first drive. The Cowboys walked. They drove down and hit a field goal. And I remember being like, "Okay, bend don't break. We help. You know, like that's their best. That's the first drive. That's their best shit.
Yeah,
they're gonna throw it. Right, that bend don't break. Right." And I just remember like where it was me and Alan were sitting together that game, and it was me, Al, and then this guy's name ended up being Neff, and he had a buddy who was a Cowboys fan, but he came like a pussy. He just wore an off color hoodie. You know what I mean? Like, you know how, like, they'll sneak in? Yeah, yeah. Like, if you're going to come in and wear your shit, you're going to get it. But at least you're wearing your shit. Yeah, at least you got some balls. You're coming in just wearing an off-color hoodie, you're just a pussy, you know? Like, you ain't really willing to stand up for your team and take the heat, right? Like, and this dude, I remember they hit the field goal, and he stood up and started clapping. I stood up. We were in, like, a kid's section. We couldn't bring beer to our seats. So we had to chug the beers like in the hallway.
Oh my God.
We couldn't bring beer to the seats. And I remember I stood up, and this is in like the family section. And I stood up at a point, I was like, sit the fuck down, shut the fuck up. Cause when we score, I'm gonna sing the fight song in your fucking face. Right? Like I'm screaming at him. Cause we were red hot that day, babe. Like we were looking for it, you know? So then the next drive, Eagles come out. Fucking McNivy drives him down. Westbrook puts it in there. We score on him, right? DeSean Jackson, his rookie year. He was rookie of the year that year, right? Like, dude, we came down, put one in there, and I grab him by the neck, and I'm fucking in his face like screaming at him. And this guy did nothing. Nothing, right? Dude, and we murdered him. Like, dude, celebrating the whole time. We're turnover city. We're beating the piss out of them. Romo completely collapsed. Like, we just owned them, right? We were the hottest team going into the playoffs, and everyone knew it. Dude, this was after a stint. People forget, right? Like, this was the same season we went to Cincinnati
and tied.
And McNivy didn't know that there was ties. McNivy didn't know there was ties, right? Then the next week, we played fucking Baltimore and got dirt stomped by Baltimore.
Ed Reed with the 108-yard interception touchdown. Remember that?
Then the next week we played on Thanksgiving and we were playing the Cardinals.
Did you guys take my tickets? You guys might have taken my tickets.
Yeah, we went. It was me.
I was so hungover from the night before that I couldn't even get out of bed. I couldn't even watch the game. I was living in a studio apartment. My TV was 6 feet from my bed. I couldn't reach the TV. That's how drunk I was. I turned it on. I saw McNabb float one to Westbrook for a touchdown. 35-0 I turned it off. I'm like, that's it.
Yeah.
And then we played the Cardinals in the NFC Championship. We're like, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, dude, I remember at the Thanksgiving game, it was Thanksgiving. The Cardinals needed one more win to clinch their division. And at Thanksgiving, they needed one win. That's how much Cardinals. They owned the West, right? And they came into Philadelphia, and everyone's like, "Oh, the Cardinals are gonna freaking mess up the Birds. The Birds are saying, dude." I remember we were walking in, me, Tom, and Al. I was like, "We're fucking winning this game. Man. Like, this is our comeback game. Yep. This is how we started up, dude." We came back. We beat the piss out of them on I think it was like 36-3 or something.
It was
right.
It was 48 something.
Slaughtered them.
Something. It was some insane number.
We murdered. Westbrook went off. Huge game, right? And like, dude, that started the ball rolling. We then became the hottest team in football, right? Then we get to the 44-6 game, dude. So this is a great story, right? So. We're back at the 44-6 game. We're beating Dallas. So this last game of the year, winner wins the division, goes to the playoffs, right? We're up 44-something. Like, it's the fourth quarter. All the Cowboys fans have left, like the pussies they are. And I was with Alan, and Alan's like, dude, let's go down, because T.O. was on the Cowboys at the time. Yeah. He's like, let's go down behind the Cowboys bench and start yelling shit at T.O. I was like, let's fucking go, right? So we go down right behind the bench, and there's a crowd of probably 300 people there, right? Just like huddled, like stacked right up against the barrier, like jammed up against the barrier right behind the Cowboys bench, and we went right up against the concrete barrier, and we're right there, right? And everyone's like screaming at T.O. like, T.O., you're a bitch. T.O., you're a pussy. Fuck you, T.O. Like, and he's just sitting there like this, like ignoring it, right? And then all of a sudden, some dude yells, T.O., you're an N-word.
Oh my right? God.
Like, and everyone's like, you know? And I remember. Dude, this is the wild part, is like three rows down were like these three black guys there, and everyone's like, all right, well, what are you guys going to, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, one of the black guys yells, yeah, you are an effing N-word. Right? And the whole place is like, we got it, you know? And T.O. did one of those, like, look behind him, like, you know, like mad. And I was like, bro, dude, this is wild. I mean, hatred bringing people together. I don't get, you know, but dude,
do you remember the first game that T.O. was a Cowboy when he returned to the link?
Oh, yeah, dude. Lito Shepherd?
The Lito Shepherd
103-yard return?
Pick six.
Dude, the pick six off of Bledsoe. Dude, that was, I'll tell you, that's back when things first started to go viral. Because remember what went viral off of that? It wasn't the video. It was the clip of the reaction in the stadium.
Yeah.
Because it was quiet, and then all of a sudden he caught it, and all you heard was the stadium go. You know,
I tell you what, I it was probably that sound. That interception, that's the sound in that stadium, was probably the loudest sound I've ever
heard. That was one of the loudest, yeah.
But I will say this, no matter how loud the link gets, dude, Citizens Bank Park is definitely, it's definitely there.
Dude, remember like
your ears hurt.
Yeah, dude, like a situation, like remember last year when Stott hit that grand slam, like he comes up to the plate, everyone's singing his song like, okay, then he comes up and hits a fucking salami, right? Like right away. The eruption off of that, you're right. It is
it's deafening in there. I have a story for you. You remember this. Okay. Yeah. J-Dub, you want to hear this one. So we're at an Eagles game. It just so happens that the Eagles are playing the Giants. And right after that, the Phillies are playing the Yankees in the World Series.
Yeah.
In the same sports complex.
Yeah,
right?
Dude,
so
we go
to the Giants game,
right?
And Eagles. Yeah. Kick the shit out of the Giants.
You know who went off that game? Leonard Dreamweaver.
Wow.
Remember him?
Dreamweaver.
Worst injury I ever saw. Dude, yeah. This guy, Dreamweaver, had two games. He was the best fullback in the NFL for 2 weeks, right? Then they gave him the ball. He's running up the gut, and he took a helmet on the knee, and it bent his knee back. Do you remember that?
Yes,
worst
I
injury
do.
I ever saw. They didn't show the replay. That's how you know it's bad,
man.
Right? He never played again. He never played that. Again.
I forgot about Leonard Dream.
Dreamweaver. Dude, he was great. But yeah, no, I remember going into that game. We were like, damn, dude, we get dirt stomped by two New York teams in one day. You know what I mean?
I remember you guys
were walking out. It was the 09 World Series.
Yeah, you guys are walking out, and you're like, we're gonna get tickets. Do you want to go? And I'm like, nah, I don't want to go. You're not gonna. It's gonna be too expensive. I'm tired. I want to go home. So these Tommy and Matt go. I go home. I sit down on my couch and I turn on the television. Who the fuck is on the television on national television waving the towel in Eagles gear? Tommy and Matt on the fucking TV.
Hell
and the guy goes, all the Eagles fans have descended on Citizens Bank Park.
Yeah,
and I almost fell off my couch. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I thought they got, because man, I'm thinking they must get like first row seats. Like, how do they get these seats? Well, they came down and waved the towels and they got back up to their seats.
Yeah, what happened was we were so jazzed from whooping the fucking dick out of the Giants earlier that as soon as we left the Eagles game, Tom was like, dude, we're going to the World Series tonight. I was like, I guess we're fucking going, you know? So we're walking around looking for scalpers, right? Like, dude, we're looking for, like, there was a break in the fence where people had snuck in and they were hiding in these bushes.
Wow.
Like it was a little tiny thing. You could barely sneak in, but these people had snuck in and they're hiding behind the bushes waiting for the game to start.
Wow.
Right. And I'm like, Tom, should we just fucking try it? Like, what's the, like, what, you know,
you want to go to the bush people?
Yeah. So we didn't do it when we're walking around and we see the regular scalpers that are like, yeah, we got tickets. I was like, you guys ain't got shit. Right. Then we see this fucking nerd walk up. He's like, hey, fellas, would you like some tickets? He pulls out a manila folder and he's like, all right. So I have tickets in this section here. I have some here. You know, we're like, all right, buddy, just give us the one, you know, whatever you got. Best price. So we got two tickets. We go in as soon as they open the gates. We're the second people in. We walk in. They're still hitting BP, right? So we went over right behind the first base dugout. We're sitting there right where the first base dugout ends. We're the first seats right there. We're just sitting there. Tom's yelling at A-Rod, right? And he's like, hey, A-Rod, where's your fucking needle? You know what I mean? Like, just like doing all that shit. Jeter's there like, Jeter! You're great. We can't say it. You're great, Jeter. You're great. I don't know what to tell you. Dude, like, we're sitting there. Then people start coming in. Spike Lee is sitting two rows behind us.
Get out
right?
of here. Get
and the
out
one,
of here.
Dude, the one bitch from National Treasure is legit, like, right behind
Get
us,
out
too.
Of here.
Oh, yeah, dude. We're sitting
never
there.
Heard this.
And then, like, the one guy whose seats they were, he's like the president of Majestic that does the jerseys.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They do the uniforms.
Yeah.
And he comes down. He's like, look, I'm with my wife and my daughter. They're not here yet. When they get here, you guys got to leave, but you can stay here till then. So we're like, dude, this guy's fucking great.
It's cool.
So,
it's really cool.
Dude, it's so like the place is jam packed. They're giving out the rally towels. And then, like you said, Riz, the opening shot was the rally towels. Like everyone going fucking wild
and
with the rally towels. And then
J-Dub,
the
it
camera
was nobody
was right
but Tommy and Matt. There was nobody else in the shot. It was just them. It was
unbelievable.
I must
have gotten 100 phone calls like, right
I'm
after that.
I'm telling you, I almost fell off my couch. I had to like hold the couch. I was like, what the hell? That was great.
It was great, man. No, dude, that was great. That was one of the best, dude. That was a great time. Yeah, man, you know, there's a lot of great times we had down there. There's some bad times too, man. So many like... Dude, oh my God, the fights. Oh my fucking God, the fight. And then, dude, I remember one time, I mean, one of the snow games, like we said, people would stand on the landing, and I remember this one guy was standing there, like, with his arm around his girl, and they're watching a game, and everyone's behind him, like, get the
fuck out of the fucking way, yeah.
Right? And he wouldn't move, so I just grabbed, like, there was, like, a handful of snow under my seat, I just grabbed it, and I threw it at him, right? And then the guy, like, he's, like, moved, and I'm like, dude, fuck you, buddy. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's, like, in his face. And then, all like, 2 seconds later, I see security. And I remember I bumped Tom. I was like, dude, I wonder who security's coming for. And they walked. They came right up to me, and he's like, you need to come with me right now, right? And it was like a cop. It was a police officer because they would have police security sometimes.
Holy
he brought
shit.
Me down, right? And it was me, Tom, and Mike. Mike's like, all right, I'm going to go, you know, go help him, you know.
Yeah.
So me, Tom, and Mike came down. And Mike is also like, you know, he's ex-military and he does security and stuff like that. So he came down and the guy's like, tell me you didn't throw snow. Tell me. I was like, dude, you saw they weren't moving. We were telling them to move. And he's like, I saw you throw snow. You threw snow. And I was like, dude, come on, man. Like, what are you doing here? And Mike's like, bro, I was like, you know, like we're pretty much the peacekeepers around there. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So like Mike kind of talked him down, but I was like, dude, get the fuck, you know, like, come on, bro. So then like we had to come back and we were quiet for like another minute. And then we went back at it, dude. That, you know, what was the funnest? Do you remember what Tom used to do to the away fans? And
oh, your mother
would fucking lose like this. Their mind.
What's going on, man? Have a good game. Fuck you.
Yeah. So our seats were right on the aisle for the stairs. So people would be coming up and Tom would put up his hand for a high five. He'd be like, hey, man, you know, you're going to get to have a good game. You know what I mean? And they would go to give him a high five. Be like, fuck you. You know what I mean? And the whole place would lose it.
Remember he did that once to the Cleveland Browns fan? And the Browns fan goes, dude, real like classy Eagles fan, real classy. And Tommy goes, your mother's classy.
Dude, she was like an 80-year-old lady. It was awful.
That's great.
Yeah. So, okay. We are coming towards the top of time. Riz, Justin and I are usually on the same page with this, but we would love to have you back on the show if you'd be willing to come back on.
Hell yeah. Absolutely. I got more stories great. To tell, man. Definitely.
Dude, we could have just a show just about jacking it up about the birds, babe.
Seriously. Yeah, I got some good stories to tell.
We got vet stories. I got some Spectrum stories.
Oh, hell yeah.
I used to go to the monster truck shows at the Spectrum.
Oh,
that was
nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, oh, I went man. To one. It was
peeing
awesome.
In the trough at the vet.
Yeah. Oh, dude, the trauma. The trough trauma.
Oh, the vet was unbelievable.
Never seen so many pees.
Best football stadium ever. I mean, it was
so cool. Especially being a kid, like that being the first stadium you go to, like it looked like the Roman
Coliseum.
I mean,
and like the ramps, and then you would get in, you would take the ramp, and you would finally like see the actual field.
Yeah, you'd walk in the field, you'd be like, whoa. I remember the first time I saw the field. A baseball game, and I was like, just like you said, your eyes just light up.
Because it took a minute to see the actual field. And then the same thing with the Spectrum, being a kid, like getting up towards the top. The Spectrum was so vertical.
Yeah.
Like you would be up top there, and you'd be like, I'm nervous up here.
Yeah. I played basketball at the Spectrum at halftime of a Utah Jazz game, Sixers Jazz. And it was so cool. It was like the little mites or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
We were like 10, and we're playing. And I had like a breakaway where I broke away, and I – tried to finger roll it, I just missed, and the whole stadium went, that sound. It's such an unbelievable sound when you're down there. It's great.
Oh, I can't imagine. Dude, the things too, like the Spectrum had seen a lot of crazy stuff, like the history of the vet too. But dude, Justin, you are so correct. When you're at the like top of the vet, it was so steep. You know what I mean? Like, you were literally, like, on a vertical line. I remember that being like, damn, like, we were going to fall over any minute now, you know?
That was like nothing else. It was unreal.
Oh, dude, that was a great, great – dude, that was the best, though. The vet was the best, man. Loved it. So, like I said, we are coming towards the top of time. Riz, anything you want to say to your family, friends, and all those listening before we get up? Hey!
Just want to say I love you all. Thanks for letting me talk today. I can talk and talk and talk. I love it. It's fun. You guys are the best.
Riz, you're the man, dude. Thanks so much for being on. I loved having you on, man. You're just a great dude. Man, you've always been a great guy, and I love having you, brother, and thanks for being here, man. Thank you so much.
Anytime, man. Thanks for having me on. J-Dub, thank you for having me on. Much appreciated.
Of course. Justin, anything you want to say before we get the F out of E?
That Cardinal. I'm still choked up. That Cardinals NFC Championship game was just heartbreaking.
Oh, God. I was –
Dude, what – okay. So, what – I was talking about it. So, when the Phillies lost in the playoffs last year, right – I was talking about like the most disappointed I've ever been, right? I think the 2009 NFC Championship game when we lost to the Cardinals might be number one, but that Phillies losing in the NLCS, that might be number two.
I was at the last game. I was at the last game at the vet. I saw Rondae Barber run towards
me.
Oh,
it was silence. It was silent.
That might be the worst. That was by far the worst. Because we would have won the Super Bowl that year also.
Yeah, whoever was that game in the Super Bowl. And we went in there.
We had their number that year earlier.
57 seconds in, Deuce Daly scores. You can't even hear. You had to put your fingers in your ears. And we thought, it's all over. We're going to destroy them. And they lose that game. Oh.
Yeah, and McNibby's. Good old McNibby.
Fucking Nick Foles, McNibby. Big Dick Nick, the savior.
Yeah, man, the savior. So, okay, speaking of Big Dick Nick, this has been another episode of the Working Perspectives Podcast. I'm Matt Lavelle, he's J-Dub Justin Richardson, and our guest today is the one and only Anthony Rizzo. In case you're wondering, you can find all our stuff and all our content on all podcast platforms and YouTube at Working Perspectives Podcast. Email us on Instagram at Work Perspectives Podcast and join us on Twitter and TikTok at Working P Pod. And if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email us at workperspectives@gmail.com. And please like and subscribe so we keep bringing you this sweet, sweet content. Thanks for listening and have a good one. Thanks. See you.